This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, an engineer working under Russian occupation at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, has told VOA that Russian forces have placed artillery and missile installations within and around the property of the plant and have caused explosions near the plant in an apparent attempt to discredit the Ukrainian military. Negotiations have been underway for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to gain access to the site to determine whether there's a risk of a catastrophic accident. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said this week he hopes to conclude negotiations with the two countries on details of an inspection visit soon. Ukraine's state nuclear company announced Thursday that fires at a nearby plant had cut off the last connection line between the plant and the Ukrainian power grid. The Russian Church Patriarch scrubbed a meeting where he would have met with Pope Francis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has a report.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has canceled plans to attend a meeting in Kazakhstan next month, where he was expected to meet with Pope Francis. It's a sign of further deterioration in Vatican-Russian Orthodox relations over Russia's war in Ukraine. The Patriarch has justified the invasion of Ukraine on spiritual and ideological grounds, calling it a metaphysical battle with the West. Francis has denounced the war in Ukraine, but has tried to keep a door open to dialogue with Moscow, refraining from condemning Russia or President Vladimir Putin by name. I'm Walter Ratliff.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. And from Washington, this is VOA News.